CPA Mobile.
Over. Hey, CBA. This is N0TR.
Hello, Tom. Hello again. And what are you up to now this afternoon?
Sitting here, I just come in from tending the chickens and turned on the HF and was listening to a guy in Ukraine, which I'm surprised that he's there, but he is. Looks like he's got the same radio I got. Uniform Sierra 7 India Mike. I haven't tried to make contact with him yet, but I probably can.
I have no doubt, especially sounds like you don't see CW, so I have no doubt that you'll be able to make contact, especially with your setup. But anyway, you can probably get him on half a what. Oh, man, I tell you. Well, I am headed to get my hair cut, and then I'm going to head over to the tennis court after that.
That sounds like fun. I enjoyed going out. I refreshed the chicken's water, picked up some eggs, and here comes my war department. And just got up. Oh, I went out and marked some valves with some paint, so make sure they're all in the right direction. No, the atmosphere's pretty noisy this afternoon, but yeah, I could get him without any doubt, I don't think. He's pretty strong. He's up and down some. He's on 15 meters. But nothing too much out of the ordinary. I just kind of feel sorry for those guys in the Ukraine, somewhat. And somewhat not. It just depends on how you look at it. Wars are a terrible thing, so I sympathize with him there.
I'll be playing with a guy at 6 o'clock. He's from the Ukraine, and Sergey, and he still has family over there, and you know, you can really tell when back when Russia first invaded the Ukraine, he was visibly shaken and upset that night when he came. Play tennis, and he was talking about it. I really felt for him. I can't even imagine.
It's hard to imagine, Dave. Inhuman. Man's inhumanity to man. He's in a town, it looks like KYP something OSE. I can't read it all because he's got his longitude latitude set right on top of his location. But he's near Donetsk, D-O-N-E-T-S-K, and he's 5,600.4 miles away. That ain't all that far, really. He was born in 1969.
69, well, he's just a young'un. Oh, my goodness. See, I was a teenager in 69, so, anyway, those were some good years. Tell you what, I got to grow up during the muscle car era, I didn't even know it.
Never could afford it. Yeah, a lot of the Russian descent, and they are, Sergey is common, and Vlad is common as an old shoe. Now he's starting to fade a little bit now, but he's near Donetsk. If you tell that guy, his name was Gregoria Sukumolevov. Boy, I've looked up Don Phonik's last name, and you know, he goes by Greg on CW, of course. But it's actually spelled G-R-Y-G-O-R-I-Y, and the last name spelled S-U-K-H-O-M-L-I-N-O-V. calm Lenoff. But, Sergey and Vlad's a lot easier. And I talked to Vlad in Russia last night, and a fella in Barbados, on voice, actually, on 17. And then another one on Madeira Island. But I haven't been doing a lot lately.
Good. I don't know. I couldn't tell you when I've talked to anybody over the big pond lately. It's been a while. I mean, I've made a lot of contacts on the digital side of it, but not on phone. But anyway, I think my antenna and radio is doing about as good as it can do, so I'm not complaining. I see on Facebook, I'm a member of one of the ham radio guys' Facebook page, and you have to put your call in and all that and answer some questions before they'll let you in, so they know that you're in amateur radio, that you're not just, you know, saying you are when you're not. But anyway, and there, some of them are saying, are the HF bands dead? I'm not getting anything. And it's just kind of fun. It's funny, but it's not funny.
Let me turn that down, Dave. Right now, on FT8, it's all over the place in a lot of different bands, mostly the upper ones this time of day, 10, 15, 17. I don't see much on 12 meters. There's one there. And I don't know why they put the decibels or the hertz, but it says FT8 plus 3 decibels, 1969 hertz. Let's see. Oh, that's not the one I wanted. But there's one on 24916. Oh, that's Spain. That's easy. But there's a big CW contest all weekend. So naturally, there was a lot of CW, but now it's all back to FT4 and FT8. And 20 meters, there's a whole bunch of them up there because, well, they don't take much of a signal, I guess, for the computer to pick up a station, you know.
KB4CBA. I'm headed your direction. Actually, I'm headed east on Wade Hampton, and I'll be turning. What's is that 14 that goes down by the highway department? Is that highway 14? I never can keep it straight.
DMV, Dave?
Roger.
No, you go on past that, and you go to the next big intersection, which is Arlington, and get in the left-hand lane, and you go about a block to the left, and you'll be on your right side.
I was getting confused. I wind up driving past it. And I have to turn around, but I'm coming up on that intersection, so I'll be ready for it this time. I'm in the left lane and getting ready to pass Copper River here. We could probably talk on Simplex.
You're out there getting real near your turn. You've already passed Highway 14 or Main Street in Greer, but Arlington's the next big one, and oh, you go about 100 yards down the road and hang a right. Good luck with that. Last time I was there, it was jam-packed compared to what it usually was, which was packed.
You got jam-packed and you got packed. Well, there's about 15 people on turn left here, and so I don't know. They must be giving something away down the street there or something, because they sure is a heck of a lot of people wanting to get on 357. I tell you what, just amazing. Well, I ain't going to make this light, so I'll be sitting here a few minutes. I hear the Gypsy Taco.
I've asked Bernice if she wants to go in there, but she always says no. And what was that other one I always ask you about? Oh, shoot, where Bob used to go. That one, the locals, huh? Yeah, Hooters. No, won't let me go there either, Dave. She's kind of narrow-minded, you know.
I don't know what the big deal is, but no pun intended. But anyway, yeah, my wife doesn't have much to say when I mention Hooters either. So, or if it is, I can't repeat it over the air. But anyway, I don't know. I go down 357 several miles, and she's the girl that cuts my hair has a place. She's part of a shop there that's on the left, right past. I think it's right past the Family Dollar or something. And there's a little road that comes out right beside it there. I don't even know the name of the road. I just recognize where I am and I turn in. But it's several miles down this road. And like I said, there's a lot of people wanting to go down this road, so it must be something to see down here. I can't wait to get there.
Well, you take care. I'll let you go. I'll go over here and work this guy in the Ukraine. I don't know if I've ever worked Ukraine on 15 meters, but might as well give it a shot. Take care, Dave. Good luck there. 73, this is N0TR. Bye-bye.
Hey. Will you tell him hello from the United States, from South Carolina, and we will talk to you later. 73 is N0TRKB4CBA, monitoring.
There it is. My wife won't let me go to Hooters either, NC9B.
What's up with that? I mean, you know, I hear they got good wings, and yeah, they have the sports, all the sports up on the televisions and everything. I just don't know what the deal is.
The wings aren't bad. They got a couple other good things, but yeah, restricted. I can't go there. I don't know, go pump some diesel fuel, so I'll be right back. NC9B.
I hope you brought your wallet in C9B, KB4CBA.
That's the wings you're interested in, Dave. Don't lie.
I mean, I didn't say I was interested in the wings. I just said they got good wings.
I couldn't resist. All right, I'm going to hang this up and turn the volume down before I get in trouble. N0TR, see you later.
That guy in Ukraine, N0TRKB4CBA.
I didn't ask you, what you going DMV for? Pay fines or what?
Just making sure I was on the right road, because the road that I have to go down is 357. And for some reason, I want to turn down 14. I don't know why, but so I have to make sure it's the road that has the DMV on it, because that's the road I have to go down to go get my hair cut.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, you're lucky you don't have to go to the DMV. They do a fine job. They're overwhelmed. They're overworked. But, oh, my. It's a mess down there anymore. So many people moved in, you know. All right. See you later, Dave. N0TR.
Last time I was there, it was just very frustrating. But anyway, KB4CBA.
And Ukraine's gone, thank you. I'll get him another day. See you later. N0TR.
Oh, probably heard that you were getting ready to contact him, and he got off real quick.
One.
Keep going.
Captured. Imagine his fist got tired. But that's okay. I don't know if I needed him or not. Don't care. It's all in fun with me.
I think that's why they call it a hobby. I mean, the essence of a hobby is something you do for fun, so something you enjoy doing. So that's just part of it. When it's amateur radio, you have the band's going up and down, and you don't know if he quit or the band dropped out. So, you know, it's just kind of, up and down, and you just hope you get him, you know, a good time.
You're absolutely right, Dave. I never used to even count countries, but the guy's got me doing it down here. And I never had but 100 watts up in Kansas for 19 years, and only had this amp for a few years down here. But I'll work them on 100 if I can, but in the afternoons, a lot of times, atmospheric noise and fading. If you're talking on sideband, you'll be talking to somebody on the west coast of an evening, and you might be using 17 or 20 or something, and they just, pew, and they're gone. And that's the way it works, you know, as the sun's coming over through the gray line and headed to the west. But the propagation will be real good, real strong, right in the middle of a conversation, it's gone.
Get off here, I'm on the wrong road here. I am lost, I cannot believe this, is incredible. Okay, I gotta figure out where I'm at and where I need to be. KB4CBA.
Went up the road there. I'm not positive and hit 357, Dave, on that road. You go past that waterfall and ride on up, and you get to that first stoplight up there, and you hang a right on 357 real quick. It's Lyman Lake.
For some reason, I'm just totally confused. Evidently, this place is on 14, because I'm not supposed to go through all these four-way stops. I remember that. So I got to figure out how to get to 14 from here. I'm at where 357, 358 intersect.
Well, I'm just not that familiar with it. But if you're there at that big church in that marathon station, you can just turn back to the left and go back over to Wade Hampton and then get on, hang a right and get on 14.
I'll figure it out here. I just need a minute. KB4CBA.
Oh, you know, N0TR. You can get better directions from the natives down here. See you later.